We're ready to start now with Coach Bill Self from Kansas. Coach, your thoughts about the opening season?
Well, I'm excited. I like our guys. We have great experience with our senior class. They've been through a lot of battles, and then we have a lot of puppies, seven freshmen. And so I think it'll be a good team in time. I don't think that we'll be great early. I think we need to have a process we have to go through. But I do think there's some talent, and I do like the possibilities of us competing, hopefully, for another championship.
Okay, questions for Coach. I know you got a question for Coach. All right, we'll start here about halfway back in the right-hand side, and then we'll come to the front.
Blair Kirkhoff with the Kansas City Star. Bill, this regards Ben and Jamari. Who did they guard in practice last year, and how did that help them develop?
Well, we put Ben majority of the time on Tyshawn, which I thought was great for Ty, because Ben was athletic enough and long enough he could give him some problems. And of course, Jamari every day when I say every day, second semester, went head-to-head with Thomas every day. And Jamari actually held his own with Thomas 3 out of 5 days. And then the other two, he'd get murdered. But I think it was really great for those guys to play against pros last year, at least for a period of time. And I think that's helped their advancement. It's been amazing to me how much they've both improved in practice just since the start of practice, because they're starting to get it and get things. And because they missed all the early practices last year, this is all new to them, but they're picking up stuff quick.
Question on the front right.
John Roney, Dos Mundos newspaper. Coach, last season, recurring themes or recurring concerns were defense and depth. How do you feel about those two areas coming into this season?
Well, I think last year we were pretty good defensively. Most of our teams since I've been at KU have been pretty good defensively. Depending on how you rate good defense, and the way we rate it, it's been pretty good. Depth was obviously a factor last year. We went seven deep and not eight. And so this year I think we could go 10 or 11 deep. We're definitely a deeper team. I think we potentially shoot it a little bit better, but we don't have the star power. You don't have guys that can go out and get you 36 between two of them over a course of a Big 12 season like Thomas and Ty did. So that'll be the challenge to me is having the really good players step up and become excellent players, or to have the blend guy step up and play a more pivotal role. But we'll miss Thomas and Ty without question, but usually guys, when they get the opportunity, they step in and make the most of it.
Got a question over on the right-hand side, second row.
Hey, Bill. Matt Daugherty with ESPNU. What have you done to improve with these post-development? Have you added jump hooks, face-up shots? What has he done in terms of his post-development?
Matt, we've actually – that's been an emphasis of ours, and we've actually done a lot. Norm Roberts has spent a lot of time with Jeff. But the biggest thing with him, he's a good face-up jump shooter, right? He's an excellent free-throw shooter. Can definitely make 15, 17-foot jump shot. He can pick and pop. He can score over his left shoulder. But the big thing is he's got to get where he can score over his right shoulder. And we've been working hard on him developing a left-hand jump hook or a go-to move over his right shoulder. And so that's a point of emphasis. That's something that we tell him to do every day. We run him if he doesn't. And I think it will continue to develop over time. But Jeff naturally isn't one of those guys that just looks to score or it comes easy for him. That's not the case. Last year he averaged 9 a game, and large part because he played next to Thomas. So Thomas get doubled or whatever, and Jeff would benefit from that. This year defenses will be designed to stop Jeff. So him getting 12 a game will show great improvement in his offensive moves or repertoire, so to speak. So I'm excited for him. I think he can do it. It's just taking it and putting it in the game, because he can do it in practice.
We had a question on the outside right. Blair, put your hand up so she can. There you go.
Bill, a lot of guys drafted out of the league this past year. I think I've only seen two, maybe three teams preseason polls. Is this a replenishing year, you think, for the Big 12? How do you break it down?
I don't think so. I think our league doesn't I think our league reloads. If you stop and think about it, and we did have some great prospects in our league, but don't we have just about as many great prospects going into the season this year as what we had last year? I mean, nobody knew Robinson would be the fifth pick. I remember sitting here last year, and I think I said, hey, we hope that he can play like an All-American. But you look at what Baylor's got down there. I mean, they've got, you know, a high lottery pick. They got a first-round guard without question. I think he's the best guard in the country. You look at basically, you know, I think Magruder's a pro. I think Enriquez will be a draft pick for sure. I mean, they're in Oklahoma State's roster is loaded without question. I think you'll have guys emerge every year that'll be draft picks. So our league won't take a step backwards. Last year we had three teams in the top 10 all year long. I'll be surprised if we don't have comparable results this year.
Question on the left, second row.
Coach Dave Barr, 1450 The Score. You talked about the new kids, seven freshmen. How important is it for those kids to get going quickly for you guys early in the season?
Well, I think it's, you know, we play Michigan State, you know, in less than 4 weeks. So I think it'll be very important for those guys to get going. But the biggest thing is that they're going to make their mistakes and they're going to be up and down and that kind of stuff. We know that. The big key is our seniors play like seniors. And if they play like they're capable of playing, we'll get enough guys, I think, to blend in and you know, buy time, so to speak, until everybody's on the same page. But I'm looking forward to the process. I think we'll have some nights where we look really good, and I think we'll have some nights where we don't look good at all, in large part because of our inexperience. But I think it'll be a lot of fun getting there.
Question on the row, third row back.
Chuck Carlton, Dallas Morning News. Bill, how do you look at the streak you have of the eight straight regular season Big 12 titles? Is that a special point of pride, or is that just a reflection of everything you've done within your program?
Well, first of all, it's not a reflection of anything that I've done. It's a reflection of having good players, period. We've had some hard-rocking guys come through there, and some guys that have developed over time and played at a really high level. But it is a great sense of pride or source of pride for us, not just for me, but for everybody in our program, for our players. Our players don't want to be the team that doesn't. I mean, they put pressure on themselves not to be that, and I think that's good. I think it means an awful lot to them, and I don't think there's a jubilation of winning the league maybe that you would anticipate with our guys, because I think they take the approach, this is our job. You know, this is what we came here to do this, and so I really like their approach. I like how much it means to them. I like the pride they take in it, those sort of thing. But you know, the most important one we could ever win would be this year's, and that's how I think our guys look at it. That's certainly how I look at it.
Be the last question for Coach
Bill. Tim Griffin with the San Antonio Express News. You talk about the freshmen and all. How much do you feel like it helped their development, the fact that you could work with them more this summer?
Oh, there's no – that's great rule change. NCAA has done a lot of good things as far as rule changes here of late, and that may be as good as one they've done, giving us access to our guys. And it's not just from a athletic standpoint. It's from an academic standpoint. You get a chance to see your guys, you know, more often. You have more control. You know, guys always do better when there's structure. And so it's been really good for us. It helped us. And then we got a double bonus because we took our team to Europe. So although we still got the 2 hours a week, we got the more than 2 hours because we got the 10 practices. So that was good for us. I don't think we performed well in Europe at all. But I'm not sure that wasn't good for us, too, because it kind of humbled us, saying, oh, we got a long ways to go. So that was a great rule change. And I haven't heard one coach say anything other than that I've ever visited with about.